New Brunswick's climate change plan is just over 5 years old, passed in December 2016 under Brian Gallant's Liberal government. It's now due for a required 5-year review, and the Higgs government has opened up a consultation period for New Brunswickers to weigh in. That period closes this Thursday at midnight. To that end, Tantramar Report is asking some local climate policy watchers to share their thoughts. There's not much to indicate that this consultation is an important process. There's no roadshow or virtual or in-person community consultations, no discussion papers being published. A legislative committee has heard from experts and officials, including the town of Sackville's CAO Jamie Burke, but for general public input, there's a link online to a list of questions and an email address to send further feedback. It's not exactly an inspiring public consultation process. But despite the low profile, Sabina Dietz says that public consultation is important. Dietz is director of Climb Atlantic, a new Sackville-based clearinghouse for information and analysis about climate change in Atlantic Canada. She's also a Sackville town councillor who ran on a platform calling for robust response to the climate crisis at all levels. I started off asking Dietz to share one component she would like to see figure into the province's next 5-year climate plan. She came up with three.
One of the ones that I've had a very long-standing beef with how we're dealing with renewable energy is that it really makes sort of limited sense for homeowners to use solar panels, be net metered, so I mean being connected to the grid and feeding energy back into the grid. It is such a basic thing for increasing renewable energy use in any province that and the provincial government has only put up barriers. So one of my things that I would say is really that the province really needs to remove barriers. It's not even providing incentives. It's just removing some barriers for renewable energy uptake, both for homeowners as well as for small scale energy production, you know, which would work for municipalities really well if they want to improve or increase or even start on renewable energy generation in their communities at a bit more than just having, you know, a solar panel on a building or something. So it's there's a lot of things I think have to do with barriers. And the second piece that I just couldn't not mention is the energy efficiency part. It's one of those really, really low hanging fruit. You provide some incentives for homeowners to improve the energy efficiency in their buildings. Give them some money to make the house tighter, so you're not heating the surrounding area, but you're really heating the homes. And you've got a win-win-win doing that. You've got really reducing greenhouse gas emissions because you're not using so much electricity or whatever you use for heating your home. Then you're reducing expenses on the side of the homeowners, so for low-income families or individuals. That's really a big win over the years. And then on top of that, there's so many job opportunities in energy efficiency upgrades that it would generate jobs. So I don't understand why this is so hard to understand that this is such a huge win-win-win. So the last one is the logical, that has more overlaps with my work, of course, is the whole idea of being more open, transparent, realistic about risk, flood risk especially, but other risks as well, you know, associated with heat, associated with food security. But that's sort of more global. And I think those two are just really, they're like thorns in my side. They've been poking at me all this time, and I've been poking government on that as well.
Okay, my next question is, what should people know as they complete their feedback on the provincial plan?
I think the most important thing is to realize that what they say matters. So whoever wants to submit something that, you know, you can imagine somebody else saying, oh, I didn't think about this. Oh, I didn't know about this. I think the practical approaches or practical solutions where especially this current government can say, yes, this is an action we can take, or yes, this will help fairly quickly. It's a good investment to do ABC. Those are the real things that will really matter or will be implemented. Sorry, that I shouldn't have said will really matter, because what really will matter is big action. But you know, I think anybody who wants to submit should think about also the smaller actions. Of course, we need action on greenhouse gas emission reductions. And of course, the province needs to close facilities or switch facilities that use a lot of fossil fuels. All of this, yes. But add some smaller actions as well that have proven they can be implemented in a fairly straightforward way, because many of the bigger ones are so complex and so they take so much time. So think about the smaller ones that will help removing barriers to action on the ground, on the grassroots as well. Like the two that I mentioned, they're doable. They're doable tomorrow, because those are barriers. And sometimes it takes years, and some of these really only take a political will to, yep, we'll do this, or yep, we'll invest part of the climate change tax, the greenhouse gas tax that they're collecting, we'll invest that back into energy efficiency grants. So it's being realistic, but not stopping from also advocating for the big changes that need to happen. That's really what I would say, what people should know, and that it really matters. What people submit, it's not it always matters, because you know, it's like you write a letter and people and politicians know that there's 10-100 people more that think the same way, so it does matter.
That was Climate Atlantic director and Sackville Town councillor Sabine Dietz. The Provincial Climate Change Act is currently undergoing a required 5-year review, and everyday New Brunswickers have until this Thursday at midnight to weigh in. Check chmafm.com for links.